All right, a snowy morning. Give yourself a little extra time. A little sloppy out there on area roads. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. One of the news stories today is, of course, the announcement of school resource officers being placed at Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern, and some other school districts looking at that possibility as well. The superintendent of St. Clair County RESA with us right now, Dr. Kevin Miller. Dr. Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is an idea that's not a new idea. In fact, it's been around long before the Parkland, Florida shootings.
Right? Absolutely. When I taught in Marysville, this would have been from 93 to 2003. I remember Tom Cowie. Officer Cowie was fantastic. And he was in both the middle and high schools. Not only is it a deterrent, but it's also somebody that students learn to trust, and they learn to trust law enforcement. So I felt it was a really strong, not only deterrent to things, but also an advocate for the right thing in many cases as well. The superintendents of the seven local school districts and I met yesterday afternoon and discussed this. Obviously, that meeting was on the heels of Port Huron's announcement of a resource officer for both Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern. And as we talked, you know, I kind of went around the table and talked to each one of the superintendents. Marysville then later yesterday afternoon announced kind of reinstating that program that they used to have. Not sure who the officer is going to be yet, but they're going to have somebody that's going to patrol, you know, the all the district's buildings. Memphis has someone in place. Yale has about 30 hours a week right now, looking to expand that to all of their buildings. Algonac is they're working out a contract with the Clay. It's Algonac schools, but they're in Clay Township. Right. Clay Township has a good police force, so they're working with Clay for their 712 building and their K6 building as well. And KPAC, same thing, having conversations with the village of KPAC. So all the in East China, of course, East China would be our that district that has multiple municipalities, some that are patrolled by police in the city of St. Clair, the city of Marine City, Ira Township with the sheriff's department. You know, they've got a lot of different areas to continue to look at. And Port Huron, of course, has some district buildings in the city, some in the townships that would be patrolled by the sheriff's department as well. Officer Tom Buckley visited with us yesterday afternoon in our meeting, and the sheriff's department is open to conversations with the school districts that have township buildings as well. So really good conversation all about the right things, Paul. And that is, and I thought James Freed, the city of Port Huron, during the release said it best. This is about making kids feel safe. And as a parent, you want your kids to feel safe.
Yeah. And I think that there are some people that almost think the opposite. They say, well, you know, what kind of world do we live in where we need officers, armed officers in our schools? And, you know, instead of saying, well, it makes you feel unsafe. Yeah. Think about it. They're there to prevent, you know, the worst from happening.
Absolutely. I mean, there are times where, you know, folks talked to me when I was superintendent at Croswell Lexington, and we had a school liaison officer. Ken Western was our officer, a fabulous guy, and the kids trusted Ken. Ken spent most of his time at the middle and high school, but often would just drop in at the elementary schools as well. And, you know, in those times were of high stress, like you have these incidents, I remember one, and I can't remember which one it was, but we asked the Lexington Village Police to just put an officer, just stop in throughout the day, but they left a car in front of the building. It's a man, you know, that just makes you feel better just having that car there, right? And then the officer would pop in throughout the day just to do a quick walkthrough. But I think for somebody who's thinking about something just horrible, knowing that there's potentially an officer there or is an officer there is certainly going to be a deterrent, no doubt about it.
Of course, there's a cost involved with this. Yeah, it's going to cost the municipalities and or the districts to do this, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think the arrangement, and kudos to Jamie Kane, the superintendent of Port Huron, in the conversation he had with James Freed. You know, and that's a great conversation with two really collaborative people in our county. And Jamie, you know, talked to James, and they really came to a quick solution on sharing of that officer. You know, the school's in session for 180 days, and there's 260 work days, you know, potentially if you multiply 52 weeks times 5 days. Well, you know, and there's more days than that, even on weekends. So, you know, the city can use that officer on the off times, the district, you know, so, you know, dividing that up and working out a split of the cost, I think, is great for both entities, makes sense for both entities. From the city police's perspective, I think it's a deterrent. It stops things from happening that the police would have to deal with. It builds, you know, that collaboration between the entities and with kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good that come out of those arrangements.
It's been interesting to see the response in the wake of the shooting in Florida from students, not just the Florida students, but students, I think, nationwide, including here in this area, that have said, look, we don't feel safe in school. This, you know, is something that we need to take action on.
You would hope it would never happen in your building, but you can't ever say it's never going to happen in our building. I mean, all these areas that have had these things happen would have said, these are largely suburban, affluent areas where the Columbines and the Parkdales, those type of places. So I think the conversation is good to have. And even if it's about students collaborating with administrators and saying, how do we make our building safer? But ultimately, and I said this when I was interviewed the other day about this, the key deterrent, you know, main deterrent is students themselves who hear something or see something. They need to say something to an adult. And that has, you know, we have heard of a myriad of incidents around the state, even since Parkdale, where a student has stepped forward and said, I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing a little inkling about this, and things have been avoided. That would have been tragic events. And so that, I think, is the key. So we need to have those conversations with more and more and more with students. Parents can help as well, having that same conversation, you know, son or daughter, if you anything, or if you even think, you know, say, you got to say something.
Yeah.
There's that kind of that code with students, but the code gets thrown out of the window when it's something dangerous, right?
Right.
So so that's the big thing that we want to convey to our kids is that, you find somebody you trust in the building and have a conversation with them, whether it's a counselor, an administrator, a teacher, and that's a lot of cases, that's where it is. They've made a connection with one teacher in the building, have a trust with that teacher, go to that person and say something, and let it just be investigated. Don't even need to, your name doesn't even need to come up. So there is a system in the state that's called OK to Say, where students can report it. There's a number or a website they can go to, but we also like to do something locally with all of our districts and start promoting the fact of, you know, and I just said it, I think Sean, the superintendent of Marysville, kind of talked about it last week when we were together, and he said, if you see something or hear something, say something. And I kind of uttered that already, but that's a really easy phrase to remember, and I think we want to convey that to all of our kids.
I'll ask you the same thing that I asked Jamie Kane a week ago then, is the idea of arming teachers. Do you favor it?
That's a tough one. I think it puts teachers in a difficult position. I try to put myself in that. I've been out of the classroom now for about 15 years as an administrator, both a building administrator and then a school superintendent. And I try to put myself back in the position of myself being in a classroom with a gun. It presents a number of problems that would need to be hashed out. If there was an event in a building, how do you know the good guys from the bad guys if teachers are armed? There's a whole slew of issues that I have with that. On the other side, Texas has done it for years. And at this point, I would say, gosh, I hope we don't have to go there. And I certainly don't want to have to put that responsibility on our teachers. They got enough on their plate. With working with our young people and doing a great job of educating. And if you put one more thing on there that, of course, you wouldn't require, but thinking that teachers are going to have that responsibility.
Right.
You know what? The other thing, Paul, is I think of that young coach who was killed at Parkdale.
Right.
And, you know, what if he would have had a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have stopped at a couple of kids rather than 17. Yeah. So I weigh both of those out. I'm an open-minded person. I can see both sides of this, but I hope we don't have to go there. I think we can. There's other things we can do, like getting officers in the buildings and making better connections with kids to where we hear more things that potentially could happen. Those are the keys.
I think everybody's trying to craft the perfect plan that 100% will eliminate this from happening, and there is no guarantee.
No.
Against the worst happening, but all you can do is make it as safe as possible.
It's called due diligence. Yeah. You just try to do everything possible that you can, but ultimately, if somebody's on a mission to do something, and that could happen in a movie theater or a shopping mall or a grocery store, we can't stop that. There's conversations we can have, especially about mental health and mental illnesses that we need to have as well, and the support systems statewide and nationally for those types of things. And that's the good that's coming out of Parkdale is conversations like that as well.
Yep.
And I think that we need to get people help who are in trouble,
yeah.
Both on the victim side and on the side of thinking about doing something like this, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And we need to get at these people and get them some help.
Yep. All got to look after each other.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That's well said, Paul.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
Dr. Kevin Miller, Superintendent of St. Clair County RESA, with us on WPHM.